Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are going to be learning Mizmor Kuf Dalid, Song 104 of Tehillim, which is one of the most beautiful, exciting songs in all of Tehillim. The theme of this song is found in Pasuk Chaf Dalid, verse 24. Marabu Masecha Hashem, how great are your works, Hashem. Kulam b'chachma asisa, all of them you made with wisdom. And what David HaMelech is going to do in this song is take us through the various elements of nature, and he presents the nature in the order of creation, in order of Briyas HaOlam. And the pictures that David gives us are really ordinary natural scenes. We don't have to go far to see them, many of which we can see right from our windows, or drive just a few miles and see something like this. These aren't extraordinary natural wonders like Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon, or sunset over Masada. But David has given us ordinary scenes to show us that what we may think as ordinary and take for granted is in fact extraordinary. And because that is how he saw the world. When Shmuel first meets David to anoint him to become king, the Pasuk says in Shmuel Tes Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis 16:12 that David was an admoni. He was ruddy in yifei einayim, with beautiful eyes. Why do we need to know what his eyes look like? But what the Pasuk is telling us, his eyes were beautiful because he saw beauty in every situation, in every element of nature, and anything that happened to him. He saw it as beautiful. And this song gives us the ability to see the world with the yifei einayim, the beautiful eyes of David. And when we are able to use those beautiful eyes of David, our eyes too will become even more beautiful than they already are. Let's begin. As David shows us how you can see an ordinary day as an opportunity to, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Barchi nafshi es Hashem, my soul will bless Hashem, Hashem Elokai gadalta ma'od, hod v'hadar lavashta, Hashem, my God, you are very great, you wear majesty and splendor. Just like people present themselves to the world by what they wear, that's how we expose ourselves to the world. Hashem is present in the world, or shows his presence in the world through nature, which David is giving us the image of, that's his clothing. Pasuk Beis. Otep Pasuk 2. Ote or kesalma. He covers the world with light, like a garment. And Hashem's first creation was Yehi Or, let there be light. Now, David sees light as a garment. If light was presented in its fullness, it would blind us. Therefore, just like a dress is a cover-up, so too the light that Hashem gives us is filtered, and it's a lot of it is covered up so that we can appreciate the light and enjoy the light. Nota Shamayim Kayiriya, he spreads the heavens like a curtain. David HaMelech sees the world in such a warm and comfortable way. He sees the heavens as curtains in this beautiful home that God has created for us and him. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, begins now with day number 2, when the waters were separated. Hamakareb b'mayim aliyosav, he makes the ceiling of his high chamber from water. It's as almost as if he sees the heavens above, as that's the ceiling of Hashem's house. Hasam avim rechuvo hamalech al kanfei ruach, he makes the clouds his chariot that moves on the wings of the wind. He sees clouds and he sees the movement of clouds. He feels Hashem's moving and observing the world. He sees the wind blowing. He sees it as if Hashem's breathing and moving the wind. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Osem malachav ruchos misharsav eshlohet, he makes the winds his messengers, his servants are flaming fires. He sees the wind, he sees the lightning, it's all messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also a hint in this pasuk because on day number two, the malachim, the angels, were created. So notice how he uses the language of osem malachav ruchos, that the winds are his messengers, but it's also a hint to the malachim that were created, the angels that were created on day number two. Let's move on to day number three, when the earth was created, the dry earth was created. Yasad eretz al mechoneha, bal timot olam va'ed. He set the earth on its foundation. It will never falter, forever and ever. Think about it. What this earth that we take for granted, that's always here, it's supported ultimately after all the layers of metal and fire and liquids, hot liquid, it's supported on the atmosphere. We're hanging in the air. The Gemara in Chagiga, Yud Beis, Amud Beis, tells us that ultimately the air, who's holding up the air that's holding up the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is holding up the whole world and everything in it in his hand. Pasuk Zion, verse 7. And now we have the how was the earth created? And the earth was exposed by the waters moving and gathering into specific places. So we have in Pasuk 7, Pasuk Zion, Min ga'arascha yenusun, min kol ra'amcha yechafezun. From your rebuke, they retreated. From your thunderous voice, they escaped. And what happened is Hashem told the waters, commanded the waters to gather together, and therefore expose the dry land. And the waters gather together into oceans, into seas, into rivers, into streams, into all various forms of water sources that we have today. Pasuk 8 and 9, Ches and Tes, Ya'alu Harim, as the waters separated, the mountains elevated, Yerdu Beka'os, and the water went into the valleys, El Makom Zet Yasara Telahem, to the place that Hashem had prepared for them. Gvul Samta Bal Ya'avorun, Bal Yeshuvun L'chasos Ha'aretz. You set a boundary that these waters may not cross. They may not return to cover the earth. When we think of water that comes into our house, there are no boundaries. The waters just go everywhere. Think of the miracle of the waters that stay in the river, the waters that stay in the streams. The waters are limited, and that's because it's as if Hashem is calling out to the waters, stay in this border. This is where you have to stay. It's fascinating for me to watch the waves at the seashore, because every wave seems to attempt to return to the pre-creation state where it was totally covering everything. And it tries with such force and with such noise with each wave to try to overtake the gvul, to overtake the dry land. But as it comes closer and closer to the shore, it loses its vigor and it retreats. And it's almost as if I can hear, and anyone can hear Hashem saying, don't go out of your bounds. I gave you a border. I am in charge. You may want to go back to your original state where you took over the land, but you can't. I am in charge. And maybe that's why listening to the waves is so calming instead of frightening, because it's a subtle reminder that Hashem is in charge and continues to control all of nature. And then if you look at Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10, he sends the springs into the streams. We don't just have water in the seas and the oceans, because then animals couldn't drink from that water. It wouldn't be something that would be too salty. So Hashem had the waters go through different mountain ranges and areas where it would be available for irrigation and available for animals to drink. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yashku Kol Chayoso, Chayiso Sadai, Yishbaru Fraim Tzma'am, these smaller sources of sweet water water all the animals of the field, and they satisfy the thirst of the wild donkeys. And as we go through the next psukim, you're going to see visions of Ein Gedi, and it's very possible that David wrote this song in Ein Gedi. Pasuk 12, and in the smaller springs, Alehem Of Hashamayim Yishkon, Mibein Afayim Yitnu Kol, on them, on these springs, the birds of the heavens settle, And from the between the lily pads, they sing as birds fly over the Mediterranean to go to Africa or to go back to Europe. They need to settle and they need to drink, and they can't drink from the seas. So they stop in the streams and they get their water so that they can then continue to fly. And there's a beautiful Tana de Eliyahu, a medrash, that says poetically how it describes the birds settling on tree branches near the water, and the frogs are sitting on the lily pads and calling out to the birds, "You can drink this water." And then the birds come down and swoop down to the lily pads, drink, and then go back up to the trees. But it's the synergy of nature as well. And then we talk about Pasuk Yud Gimel. Water does not just come to us through the bodies of water that we have, but also Mashke Harim Me'ali Yosav. He waters the mountains from his height. Heights. What is that referring to? It's when rain comes down from the heavens and therefore the fruit is able to grow. So Hashem also gives us water sources from the heavens with rain. And when it rains, Pasuk Yud Dalet, verse 14 now takes us on to day number 3. Matzmiach Chatzir LaBehema. With this rain, you make grass sprout for the cattle. The Esev LaAvodas HaAdam, and crops for the man to work with, or for man's labor. Lahotzi lecha min haaretz, to bring forth bread from the earth. So the cattle, the animals, eat grass that grows naturally in the fields from the rain. But man has to work hard in order to use those grains to turn it into bread. But nonetheless, whether it's the cattle who don't do anything in order to get the grass, or a man who works hard to get and acquire bread and create bread, but ultimately it comes from the fact that Hashem, you water the fields so that the vegetation can grow. But you don't only make functional, nutritious food, but look at Pasuk 15, Pasuk Tesvav. You v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, and you enable us to use the vegetation to make wine that's just pleasurable, or lahatzil panim yishemen, an oil to brighten his face, an oil that heals our skin, v'lechem levav enosh yisad, and you also enable us to make bread. So it's not just food that's nutritious, but it's also pleasurable drinks and feel good oils that you enable us to create from that which grows. And there are other functions of nature as well. If you look at Pasuk Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin 16 and 17, it talks about the trees that are there so that the birds can nest in those trees. And there are different trees for different birds, and specifically the storks, the large stork, has the cypress tree in which they can make their nest. So Hashem has a special habitat for every kind of bird, and that's what the vegetation is about. And now, as long as we're talking about habitat, Pasuk Yud Ches, we're going to talk about other kinds of habitats. Harim Hagvoim LaYe'elim, Sla'im Machsel HaShvanim, the high mountains are for the ibexes, and the rock shelters the hyraxes. And basically what's going on here is, and specifically it's so connected to Ein Gedi, but in the hot weather, the ibexes, the Ya'el, it's like a wild goat, is able to seek shelter from the sun under the overhangs between the large rocks in the mountains. On cool weather, or when it's cool, they lie exposed to the sun and warm up on the dark, flat rock surfaces that get heated up from the sun. The high mountains are a perfect habitat for these wild goats. And the shvanim are hyraxes. They look like big bunny rabbits, but they're actually big rodents that are in the elephant family. But Hashem makes it so that they have space to hide underneath the rocks and special cracks and like little caves that are built into the mountains for these little animals that aren't even kosher. The Ya'el is kosher. The Shafan is not kosher, but it doesn't matter. Hashem has a place for every single animal. Moving on to day number 4, the solar system. Asaya reach lmoadim, shemesh yadam vo'o. Hashem has created the moon to determine the festivals, and this is the concept of the moon waxing and waning. And the sun knows where to go. Every morning it rises, every night it sets. This is part of the creation of Hashem, and this is why this pasuk is the reason that we say on Rosh Chodesh, this Tehillim. But the sun and the moon also represent the day and the night. And continuing on in Pasuk 21, that the night comes, Pasuk 20 and 21, Chaf and Chaf Aleph, at night when the sun goes down, that's when the lions come out and they roar and search for their food. And in the day, Pasuk 22 and 23, the animals that were hunting their prey at night, they hide. Tizra Hashemesh Yeasefun Ve'elma Onasam Yerbatsun. And when the sun comes out, they're gathered into their dens. Why are they gathered into their dens inside, hidden away? Because during the day is Yetze Adam Lefa'alo, because that's when man has to come out. V'lavodaso Ade Arev, and work till the night. So Hashem has the night and the day by the sun and the moon, and the animals come out at night and they go hide in their dens during the day so that the man can come out during the day and do their work until evening. Again, here's the pasuk. It's unbelievable. Marabu Masacha Hashem. And then we continue with pasuk Chafhei, pasuk 25, with day number 5. It's now going to describe the sea. Zehayam Gadol Urechav Yadayim Sham Remes V'Ein Mispar. V'Ein Mispar Chayos K'tanos Im Gadolos. The sea is so huge and wide, and there are countless swarming creatures in it, small animals as well as large ones, and as many animals that we know and recognize in the fish world. There are still so many that we don't know, and anyone who's familiar with the undersea world is likely to say that it is much more magnificent and amazing than any of the creatures on land. It's amazing, and David HaMelech takes a moment to be amazed at what he doesn't even know is under the sea. And then Pasuk 26, not only do we appreciate the nature in the sea, but we also appreciate the fact that we can travel through the sea. That's Pasuk 26. Pasuk 27, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, all of the animals, all of the creations, Kulam Eilecha Yisabeirun, they all look to you to give them food at the right time. And with this, we now bless Hashem, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. We don't just, Barchi Nafshi is not just acknowledging, I'm making a bracha and realizing that Hashem created this. That's part one, is acknowledging the beauty of the creation. But now part two, we have to move and understand that the creation is just a backdrop for our participation in nature. And now this is really the climax of the song. Ashira Lashem b'chayai. I'm not just appreciating the beautiful nature, but now I'm going to do something about it. I will sing to Hashem with my life. Azamra lelokai be'odi. I will sing to Hashem while I am here, while I still can. I will do what I can do. I'm not going to focus on what I can't do. I am going to sing. I'm going to find a song in every element of nature and sing it and enjoy it and use it. Anochi esmach b'Hashem, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. I will be happy with Hashem. Notice the anochi is a language of I, but it implies a very proud I. I feel so proud that I am part of this world. And then once again, the Tehillim ends with Baruchi Nafshi es Hashem, Hallelujah. My soul will bless Hashem. I'm going to appreciate the nature, and I'm going to use it as a backdrop and appreciation for my role in this world. There's something very briefly to think about, because we get so caught up in our everyday lives that we take in things like nature for granted. And so when we sing this song in Rosh Chodesh, it moves us to celebrate the details of nature as well as their synergy, how they work together. Imagine playing in an orchestra. And we can get so engrossed in playing our own line that we lose track of the beauty of the symphony as a whole. And what this mizmor helps us to do is to look at the beauty and synchrony of all nations. It's as if we're stepping back to see it. It's as if we're hearing the orchestra playing these musical lines coming from the mountains, the rivers, the plants, the flowers, the sea, the sun, the moon. And then as the music reaches a crescendo, like a soloist in a concerto, I and you and each one of us steps in as a soloist to play our exquisite melody that contributes to the perfection of the whole piece. Ashira Lashem Bechayai. Now it's my part. I'm singing my song. And how relevant this is to say on Rosh Chodesh. Because unlike the other Chagim that celebrate past events, Rosh Chodesh celebrates the new month, the new notes that we will contribute this month. And this mizmar gives us new inspiration every month to play our finest melody. Thank you for learning together with Ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.